Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a man called James Sweeney, who works as a tree climbing instructor.
I'm talking to James Sweeney, who's a tree climbing instructor. He teaches people who want to learn for different reasons. How did you get interested in trees, James?
I grew up around trees because my mother was a garden designer. I often spent time in the gardens she worked on. Although I wasn't allowed to go up the trees. What really got me into them was that Mom had a friend who was an arborist, someone who takes care of trees, and he offered me a job one summer.
And then you went on a course to learn to climb trees. How was that?
Well, I was expecting everyone in the class to be young and fit, because I thought you needed to be strong to climb trees. In fact, there were middle-aged climbers, children, even old people. There was obviously special equipment to make climbing safe. We stayed in the trees for hours because it was so much fun.
And then you became a teacher of tree climbing yourself. What do you enjoy most about it?
It's great to be in the open, although not so much in the rain or when it's very hot. And I like working with people. Particularly teaching those whose jobs involve having to go up trees, like scientists, for example. There aren't so many of them. Most people come because of happy memories of a childhood tree climbing experience.
You often travel around the USA too. Why?
I live and work in the northwest of this country, and no one wants to climb trees there in the winter. So I move around. I've climbed trees in every US state except Alaska, and in other countries. There's actually more interest in the subject abroad than here, though.
And you like sleeping in trees, I understand. Why's that?
It's such a great place to get views of the night sky. People say it must be uncomfortable, but you get used to it. It's not that bad, really. You can't wake up late in the trees, though. Even a tiny bird sounds very loud when it's only a few inches from your head.
You've climbed trees in rainforests too. How is that different?
The climbing's more challenging. Not because the trees are harder to climb, but because you have to move more slowly. It's an important environment, so you need to be careful not to damage it. There are insects living in the trees too. If you go fast, you attract them. And you're more likely to get bitten.
Thanks, James. I'll certainly...
Now listen again.
I'm talking to James Sweeney, who's a tree climbing instructor. He teaches people who want to learn for different reasons. How did you get interested in trees, James?
I grew up around trees because my mother was a garden designer. I often spent time in the gardens she worked on, although I wasn't allowed to go up the trees. What really got me into them was that Mom had a friend who was an arborist, someone who takes care of trees, and he offered me a job one summer.
And then you went on a course to learn to climb trees. How was that?
Well, I was expecting everyone in the class to be young and fit because I thought you needed to be strong to climb trees. In fact, there were middle-aged climbers, children, even old people. There was obviously special equipment to make climbing safe. We stayed in the trees for hours because it was so much fun.
And then you became a teacher of tree climbing yourself. What do you enjoy most about it?
It's great to be in the open. Although not so much in the rain or when it's very hot. And I like working with people, particularly teaching those whose jobs involve having to go up trees, like scientists, for example. There aren't so many of them. Most people come because of happy memories of a childhood tree climbing experience.
You often travel around the USA too. Why?
I live and work in the northwest of this country, and no one wants to climb trees there in the winter. So I move around. I've climbed trees in every US state except Alaska, and in other countries. There's actually more interest in the subject abroad than here, though.
And you like sleeping in trees, I understand. Why is that?
It's such a great place to get views of the night sky. People say it must be uncomfortable, but you get used to it. It's not that bad, really. You can't wake up late in the trees, though. Even a tiny bird sounds very loud when it's only a few inches from your head.
You've climbed trees in rainforests, too. How is that different?
The climbing's more challenging. Not because the trees are harder to climb, but because you have to move more slowly. It's an important environment, so you need to be careful not to damage it. There are insects living in the trees too. If you go fast, you attract them, and you're more likely to get bitten.
Thanks, James. I'll certainly...
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.